Texas was still a republic when the impresario Henri Castro persuaded 242 Alsatian families to immigrate to the frontier. There, in a U-shaped bend of the Medina River, they established Castroville in 1844. Today, the town thrives on retaining the language, food, and customs of its founders. Castroville is 20 miles west of San Antonio. The tree-lined Medina River winds around houses and public buildings that have been standing for 7 generations. In fact, names in the local telephone directory match those in the ship's log of original settlers. From the beginning, the pioneers were determined to keep their culture alive. They built typical Alsatian houses, but adapted them to Texas. Thatched roofs, for example, worked in Europe, but they mildewed in Texas humidity, so the settlers switched to tin. They used local materials, such as limestone and hewn cypress, to build solid walls covered with white plaster for insulation against the heat. If they ran out of limestone, the resourceful Alsatians reverted to fachwerk, a technique from home. It consists of hand-hewn timbers that crisscrossed in the walls, then filled in with mud and lime mortar, and covered with plaster. 97 original houses still stand. Shuttered windows, sloping roof lines, and the lack of front porches are distinctly European. A walking tour of Castroville includes a 150-year-old hotel, a grist mill, an inn, pioneers' homes, and dozens more landmarks. As in Alsatian villages, the spire of a Gothic church dominates the town. It's the St. Louis Catholic Church, built by settlers around 1870. Every August, the town observes the Feast of St. Louis. With authentic music and food and dancers dressed in bright red and black costumes, it's a celebration of a tiny province in France and Castroville's Alsatian roots.